Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 64th live episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Tilted Radio, broadcasting as typical on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday and 8 p.m. the rerun Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. Tonight we're listening to one of the founding fathers of Argentine rock, Charlie Garcia. This is Cerca de la Revolución. Thank you, Jim Log, for tuning in. Much more of the classic rock sound as opposed to the ska calypso fusion I remember for La Maldita Vecindad, the Mexican group. I'll have some background here as typical. Synthy track is No Me Dejan Salir. I guess they don't let me leave. Tengo que volverte a ver. So I just saw this track was released in 1983, which is interesting because when I listened to this, I thought of Gilberto Gil's album Extra, a Brazilian rock album, or MPB album from the early 80s. It has that similar overproduced, very synthetic synthesizer sound. So just to give some background on Charly García, he was born October 23rd, 1951, Carlos Alberto García, and he's famous for leading two of the most famous Argentine rock bands in history, Sui Generis in the 1970s, and Ceru Girán in the 1980s. He also led cult groups like La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros and Por Sui Gueco in the 70s. He performed mainly as a solo musician from the 1980s onward, performing mainly on piano, followed by guitar and electric keyboard. He's famous for his flamboyant and rebellious personality, as well as his signature bicolor mustache, with the right side being white due to having vitiligo. So this track is Raros Peinados Nuevos. So, to give a little more background on García, he came from a relatively well-off family and is of Spanish and German descent on his dad's side and Spanish and Dutch descent on his mother's side. He had three brothers and started to show, like many of the musicians he listened to, musical talent at an early age. Indeed, after receiving a toy piano as a gift at age 3, he began composing and playing coherent melodies from that age. Even that, I mean, seems incredible relative to other musicians we've listened to. And he, I guess, completed elementary music school at age 12 and had perfect pitch as a kid. While he had only been exposed to classical music and folk as a kid, at 13 his world began to open up when he listened to the Beatles. His world began to open up to rock sound, which he now could fuse with Argentine folk music. He met Carlos Alberto Nito Mestre in the 70s, and he'd fuse his band with Carlos Mestre's band to create his first band, Sui Generis, that experimented with psychedelic rock, but quickly moved to folk rock. This is Rarlo de Plastilina. I know clock for the first word, but...
Cometas entre un amor y visión.
Bicycles, there we go. Welcome Barlow to the chat. Clock of clay. Sui Generis would release its first LP, Vida, in 1972, that soon became popular amongst Argentine teenagers. And in the mid-70s, around 1974, they started to shift towards a more traditional rock sound, as we're hearing in these later Charlie Garcia songs. He wrote songs about the unstable nature of Argentine social and political institutions in the 70s, everything from the church, the government, the family, judicial system, military, police, and on. Sui Generis broke up in 1975. Poor Sui Gieco, along with the very famous Argentine Leon Gieco, would form in the later 60s and record albums which contained political messages against the dictator of Argentina at the time, Jorge Rafael Videla. In 1977, though, Charlie would escape to Sao Paulo, I guess relatively weaker dictatorship in Brazil. And shortly after that, formed a new band called Seru Giran. These are meaningless words Charlie had invented as part of an eponymous nonsense song he wrote in Sao Paulo. Despite a controversial start, Seru Giran were dubbed the Argentine Beatles and became very commercially successful in the late 70s, early 80s. It was then in the between the early and mid 80s that Charlie Garcia would go on to begin his solo career that continues to this day. This is Rezo Por Vos.
Y le abre vistas.
This is Novoy and Tren. This is Tuve Tu Amor.
Sitios para atrás pedir. Hay algo en tu nariz que escondes muy bien. Te encuentro feliz, triste. Susana se escapó. Miguel también. Ana se quedó. Ana se quedó. Te veo bien. Te veo muy bien. Como si fuera un bebé, nadie podrá cortar esto otra vez. No importa dónde estás, no importa dónde estés. Yo me pude despedir en septiembre, pero antes de partir, tuve tu amor, tuve tu amor, tuve tu amor. Tuve tu amor, tu beso, tu beso amor en mí ya. diablo. Tuve tu amor. Tuve tu amor. Y la Rickon Baker. Argentina.
Sí.
Sí.
Siempre que salgo tengo al lado un monitor y no sé quién está aquí. Alguien me llama por el maldito amor y no sé quién está aquí.
This is called Fantasy. This track is called Promesa sobre el bidet. Really, promises about the bidet. Thank you, Juice TVB, for tuning in, and hopefully we'll get Claudio M here pretty soon as he just got home. We'll tune in for this last half hour.
Calambres en el alma, cada cual.
This is Monoculo Fantastico. It does sound a bit like the music I guess you'd expect to go along with one of those little nickel and dime motion pictures from the 20s. Or carousel music. Okay, so this is Ojos de Videotape, Eyes of Videotape. Can you all hear me pretty well? It seems like the levels are adjusted right from here at least. That my voice is a bit louder than the music. I don't want to turn it up too loud because then there's a feedback loop, some interference that I get in audio. We're now 36 minutes into the episode. Next week we'll make a brief departure to Brazil for Chico Buarque. This is Piano Bar.
Rubia!
estrellas de New York, fantasmas de percal. Presten atención, se ha abierto un piano bar. ¿Será que nací en el sur? ¿Será que encendí la luz de tu amor? Viudas de neón, amantes de Gardel. Suena un bandoneón cerca del cabaret. ¿Será que nací en el sur? ¿Será que encendí la luz de tu amor? Thank you.
This is, if you hadn't heard already, Buscando un Símbolo de Paz. This is Juvia. Okay. Looks like we have a pretty lively chat there on the in the IRC channel.
Ya ves que no te puedo dejar, la las cosas que quisiste tener. Ya ves, amanece otra vez, por eso es que hoy llovió. Me escapé una vez, me metí en un cine sucio y vi.
This is No Soy Un Extraño. Looks like our, oops, don't want buzzing from my cell phone. Our last track will be El Karma de Vivir al Sur. Oh wait, no, I think we'll have a bit more time after that. Maybe Parte de la Religión at the end here. Thanks, Gemlog, for asking. Next week will be Chico Buarque, so we'll make a shift toward northeast towards Brazil. And that's great, Juiced VB, that you enjoy these announcements. I'm glad, you know, that everybody knows what song's on, and you know, I give some background and just announcements, you know, for next week's show. I'm going to put the archive up shortly after this, and then a rerun will be streamed via Liquid Soap. Soapy, soapy goodness. Get your sound soap with Liquid Soap. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Tilla Radio, as typical. Speaking of soaps, I've been using lithium grease as a bike lubricant, because you're supposed to do that. And I thought, you know, why is it called lithium grease? And it turns out that grease has lithium soaps in it. So liquid soap is good for your audio soapy needs, and lithium soap is good for your bike soapy needs. The more you know. I butchered the pronunciation. I apologize. Used VB, who joined us for the first time in the chat. Thank you so much for doing that. I hope you appreciate the shout-outs that I give all our fair listeners, members of the Tilla Radio All-Stars. This track now is El Karma de Vivir al Sur. Thank you. And so in this last 1 minute, 51 seconds, as you'd hear for the announced, I guess, Greenwich time, we'll have Parte de la Religión. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Remember, the archive's up whenever you want. You can listen to it on demand. Tomorrow, the rerun will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and next week we will shift to Música Popular Brasileira with Chico Buarque.
Que no puedo dejar.